Hi everyone, this is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from StreamGlobe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our StreamGlobe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward StreamGlobe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
Hello, and welcome to StreamGlobe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's StreamGlobe Devotional is titled, What Should I Say? Part 1. Today's meditation was written by C.E. Toviam. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 6. The voice said, Cry. And he said, What shall I cry? I have just read from the King James Version. Many Christians do not evangelize because they apparently do not know what to say. How do I begin? What if I am asked questions? Which verse do I quote? These are questions that come up. Although we have been blessed by the word of the gospel and bear witness to it, it however does not originate from us. We are only vessels of transmission of this glorious word. Each person is unique in their person and needs, and God knows them well. So you just have to trust God for His help. God's promise in Luke chapter 21 verse 15 says, I will give you a mouth and wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. We must go out boldly to preach the gospel with this understanding. Relying on the Holy Spirit is key in sharing the gospel, but we must not neglect the place of knowing the word. Colossians chapter 3 verse 16 says, Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another. John chapter 14 verse 26 says, But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, who the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. So in addition to having the desired help from God by the right words to say, when we have the word of God rich on our inside, the Holy Spirit can help draw from this word bank by remembrance. Go into today with this conviction. The Spirit of the Lord speaks by me. His word is on my tongue. See 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 2. Pray like this. Heavenly Father, I repent for not trusting you enough to help me share the gospel. Through your word today, I am assured and confident that I am not alone in this labor of soul winning. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, but you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life, let's pray this prayer together in faith. And as you confess the Lord Jesus, you will receive His salvation. Say these words after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today and I repent of my sins. Save me, Lord, and write my name in the book of life. Deliver me from the power of sin and fill me with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for hearing me. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you have just prayed this prayer in faith, I want to congratulate you. Take out some time and confess your sins and repent of them before the Lord. Remember, what makes a person saved is when they accept Jesus as their Lord. Lord means owner, controller, and ruler. So all the things you have been doing before now that you know that the Lord Jesus does not approve of. Repent of them. And as you repent of them, you are demonstrating that truly Jesus is the Lord and ruler of your life. After you have done this, I will encourage you to visit our website and click on the menu there that says, "Are you saved?" That menu link will lead you to a web page where you will find materials that will help you grow. You can download a free audiobook on that web page. Listen to it. It will greatly help you in the faith. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from the book of Jude. The book of Jude has only one chapter, and that will be our study for today. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio for today's Bible reading plan comes up next. Jude chapter 1.
The book of Jude.
Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James, to those who have been called, who are loved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share,
I felt compelled to write and urge you to contend for the faith that the Lord has once for all entrusted to us, His people. For certain individuals whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. They are ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. Though you already know all this, I want to remind you that the Lord at one time delivered his people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their positions of authority, but abandoned their proper dwelling, these he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day. In a similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. They serve as an example of those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire. In the very same way, on the strength of their dreams, these ungodly people pollute their own bodies, reject authority, and heap abuse on celestial beings. But even the archangel Michael, when he was disputing with the devil about the body of Moses, did not himself dare to condemn him for slander, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." Yet these people speak abusively against whatever they do not understand. And what things they do understand by instinct, like unreasoning animals, these are the very things that destroy them. Woe to them! They have taken the way of Cain. They have rushed for profit into Balaam's error. They have been destroyed in Korah's rebellion. These people are blemishes at your love feasts, eating with you without the slightest qualm, shepherds who feed only themselves. They are clouds without rain, blown along by the wind. Autumn trees without fruit and uprooted, twice dead. They are wild waves of the sea, foaming up their shame, wandering stars for whom blackest darkness has been reserved forever. Enoch the seventh from Adam, prophesied about them. See, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of his holy ones to judge everyone and to convict all the ungodly of all the ungodly acts they have done in an ungodly way, and of all the defiant words ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These people are grumblers and fault finders. They follow their own evil desires. They boast about themselves and flatter others for their own advantage. But dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, in the last times, there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the people who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them from the fire. To others, show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothes.